Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Do what others won't. Part two of the greatest quotes from one of the greatest leaders. Well, last time we went over one of the great quotes that had stuck with me, and that was, when in doubt, prospect. And if you haven't heard it or you haven't read it, please go back to the website and click on the link, either the podcast or the blog. The second key learning that I received from this leader was based on a discussion about success. He had successfully managed and led several big turnarounds in the company, as well as several difficult projects. We discussed why he took on such challenges where so many had failed previously. He gave us this career advice: do what others are not willing to do. It was almost a throwaway type comment. He didn't focus on it in our discussion, but it stuck with me. And later on, I had several more discussions with him on this concept. He started his career by taking on one of the largest mergers and acquisitions the company had made in decades. The success would certainly reflect greatly upon the president of the company. Obviously, so would the failure. So success was extremely important in this project. And for this manager, failure would be career ending. So why did you do it? I asked. He said, first of all, I wasn't really asked. But secondly, there were some more senior managers who didn't want the job. The risk to their career could be devastating. I had confidence in my abilities to manage and lead it, and I looked upon it as an opportunity versus a curse. Well, later on, he would end up taking the lead on one of the poorest performing business units in the company. Not only poor performing, but it had a history of grinding up managers and spitting them out so they could, in quotes, seek other opportunities outside the company, if you know what I mean. Within a few years, he had this business unit on stage at the annual meeting winning Business Unit of the Year. Again, the conversation that day went back to the question, why would you take that job? And again, he mentioned it really wasn't optional. But it was also afforded him the opportunity to be part of a successful team. The people in that business unit were great people, he explained. They just needed some management and leadership to get to that success point. The message for you is to look at your market, your customers, your industry, and your company. What are those jobs, roles, or projects, or products that no one wants? Maybe they are difficult. Maybe they're not fun, boring, mundane, or full of conflict. Maybe several people have taken on those unwanted areas and failed. Maybe taking on these roles will be embarrassing or at a minimum make people question your judgment. When you feel these doubts creeping up on you, keep this concept in mind. Do what others won't. Another popular version of this quote is, to have what others don't, you have to do what others won't. Well, here are some examples that I can think of. Calf feed in the dairy nutrition world. In the world of balancing technical lactation rations, most nutritionists will not spend much time or effort chasing bagged calf feed sales. An enterprising salesperson can turn this unwanted niche into a gold mine of opportunity. Well, how about the retail animal feed within your product lines? There was a time when the retail animal feed was in this category as well. Sales were a small fraction of the business. The high-volume dairy, beef, and swine markets where everyone wanted to be because of the sheer volume in sales. I mean, you think about it, it takes a lot of rabbits to eat the same amount that a cow eats. So no one wanted to go down that path. I followed a series of, maybe 8 salespeople who made it about 1 year each at selling into this market. Customers were a bit numb at keeping up with who the new sales rep was for the product line. Well, what about silage and hay treatments and agronomy sales? These products are highly effective and customers don't necessarily shop too hard for them. Again, this is a great niche for a self-starting salesperson. As with most of these niches, it doesn't take a PhD in inoculants to be successful. You just need to spend some time routinely learning more than you're taught to be considered an expert. Well, what about the compact utility tractors in the equipment sales world? I mean, everyone wants to focus on the 200 and 300 horsepower tractors. Can you carve out a niche in the compact utility market or use it to get on farm for the bigger sales down the road? In your search, look at your industry. What is the most difficult aspect for your customers? Where do they struggle with regards to your products? Is it in delivery, in accounting, in waiting, or maybe in not knowing? I mean, a great example of this can be found right in your local pizza parlor. Remember when pizza took over an hour to cook at a restaurant, or at least it felt that long? Well, along came Domino's, and they were able to make it, cook it, and deliver it in 30 minutes. They took one of the biggest dislikes about pizza and solved it. The rest could have done it and since have, but they didn't. Domino's took one aspect, delivery time. It wasn't a high-tech aspect. They didn't come up with a better sauce or a better tasting crust, obviously. They simply were available faster. In agribusiness, we often want to differentiate ourselves on our technical superiority of our products or maybe in our own personal skills as a salesperson. That's great, except keep one thought in mind. If your product can't be delivered on time, invoiced correctly, kept in inventory, and performed consistently, you're no better than a low-tech product or salesperson. I saw this many times in selling to retailers. They need a supplier who maintains inventory, ships on time, has good accounting practices, meaning they have an easy-to-read invoice. The greatest product in the world that isn't in inventory can't be sold. Look for those areas in your industry that are underserved because no one wants to focus on them. Then use your expertise to solve for them, or at a minimum, become an expert in them. Now here's one last quote or concept to help you on your search for success. In the consulting world, there's a frequent quote, there's riches in niches. Let me tell you that again, because it's really cool to say. There's riches in niches. No one knows who said it, but it's very powerful. As a new salesperson, we set out in our market and we try to go head-to-head against competition. Now, we do this by emulating all the other salespeople in our company. We chase the same types of customers and we act all like all the other salespeople we know. The problem with this plan is that it makes you look just like all the rest of the salespeople in the world. We don't stand out, which in sales is not a good thing. Our customer then uses price to separate us. By narrowing your niche into a specific category, a specific product, or geography, you differentiate yourself. And this differentiation answers two of the most important questions every customer has when you drive onto their farm. Question number one is, why should I buy from you? And question number two is, why should I buy from your company? The answer is, I have done the difficult. I have done what others don't and won't do. I specialize my focus for this type of customer. That's why you should buy from me. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.